Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On August 30th, 1874, the Barbados Globe carried an article that highlighted a problem Barbados was debating: overcrowded prisons, inadequate facilities, and concerns about young offenders being housed alongside hardened criminals. A report laid before the House of Assembly revealed that Barbados had prison accommodation for 543 people, while the average number of prisoners during the previous year was 396. On paper, that meant there were 147 spaces available. The challenge was that the available space was not evenly distributed. At the Tong Hall Prison, conditions were particularly troubling. The facility was designed for 135 people, but the average population was 144. Men and boys were being housed together in underground cells, with little consideration given to their age, the offense they had committed, or their character. The newspaper saw this as more than a question of comfort. It warned that placing a young person convicted of a relatively minor offense alongside a housebreaker or hardened criminal could expose that young offender to even worse influences. The prison, it suggested, could become a nursery for crime. Yet, elsewhere on the island, there was space. The prisons in districts C and D could accommodate 130 prisoners, but only 49 people were confined there, leaving room for 81 more. At Glengarry, the male prison was almost full, while the female prison had considerably more accommodation than the number of women being held there. So the obvious question was, if one prison was overcrowded while others had empty spaces, why not move some prisoners? According to the newspaper, the law already provided the answer. An 1847 law gave the governor the authority to transfer prisoners from the common jail to penitentiaries in the rural districts. More importantly, the law allowed prisoners to be distributed in a way that would achieve proper classification. The criticism, therefore, was not simply that Barbados lacked prison space. It was that existing powers and facilities were apparently not being used to address the problem. The newspaper also questioned the quality of some rural facilities. District D, for example, had previously been described in an official report as a single ward that was poorly ventilated, not particularly spacious, and capable of accommodating about 30 prisoners. And there was another disturbing issue: children. A chaplain's report described female prisoners being locked together in groups of 12 or 14 without regard to age or character. Girls as young as 8 or 9 were being sent to prison where they could come in contact with older prisoners described as bad companions. The chaplain warned that such children could leave the prison worse than when they entered. Today, the conversation centers around how the correctional system can protect society, hold offenders accountable, and at the same time give people the opportunity to change. That evolution from confinement to correction, from simple separation to classification and rehabilitation, is one of the clearest signs of how Barbados has grown since 1874.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.